Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
The stated plan of the left is pure Luciferianism. Alex Jones here, back live. You just heard James O'Keefe of Project Veritas saying they're following a Jacobin pre-French Revolution Illuminati dogma. That's what that is. They're not illuminating, they're bringing darkness. They are Satanists. And the system of Satan is communism, run by huge billionaires with slave camps that virtue signal, and they lie to you on purpose, like Tim Cook. We've got several other big guests coming up today and so much more in the coup against the president, John Bolton, and all the things that are happening right now. But I want to play this quick report here. This is the plan, stated plan of the left. And it's very, very important that you again realize that you're the eyes and ears on the ground, and you don't just have to passively take what these people are doing. And things are only going to get worse until people finally stand up. And you will stand up. But the tyrants want what they call the final revolution, where they look at past rebellions against Satanism and how they're going to finally defeat us this time. Here's the report. Decision has been made to end a true liberal world system. And to undermine that system, they created the counterfeit leftist left-hand path French Revolution system to counter the American Renaissance.
This man is no better than King George III. You might want to call him King Donald I. But in this circumstance, he does not understand what even the nation that he is supposedly in charge of.
Yes, it is disturbing to see property being destroyed. It is disturbing to see people taking property from stores. But these are things. And violence is when an agent of the state kneels on a man's neck until all of the life is leached out of his body. Destroying property which can be replaced is not violence. And to put those things, to use the exact same language to describe those two things, I think really it's not moral.
There are probably anywhere from 10 to 15% of the people out there that are just not very good people. But that's not who we are.
And 250 years later, the same players, the same institutions are battling it out economically, culturally, spiritually, genetically.
Minister Jean-Marc Ayrault says he's prepared to call for a wider European ban on genetically modified produce following an alarming new study that throws the safety of the food into doubt.
The media and scientists are saying, oh, there's a threat because of human pollution. Oh, there's a threat because of things we're doing to the environment. All of that's important, but it's a scapegoat and a diversion from the fact that even Dick Cheney wrote about in the year 2000 in Rebuilding America's Defenses. He wrote about, in the, for PNAC, legitimizing the use of race-specific bioweapons. And you have to know that the United States and other countries have had it for at least 50 years, and that stuff will kill over 90% of you. Imagine what they've got today.
Whether it occurs by the quirk of nature or at the hand of a terrorist, epidemiologists show through their models that a respiratory spread pathogen would kill more than 30 million people in less than a year. And there is a reasonable probability of that taking place in the years ahead. The fact that a global pandemic has not occurred in recent history shouldn't be a mistake for evidence that it won't occur.
We are in the crosshairs at a level never before seen, and the very pillars of the city, the very pillars of civilization are being undermined, so they collapse it on the ashes, a technocracy controlled by AI surveillance and robots will be built on the rubble. And this is the stated plan.
Thought process was all about how do we consume as much of your time and conscious attention as possible. It's a social validation feedback loop because you're exploiting a vulnerability in human psychology.
It's one thing to try to build a good civilization and be strong and virtuous. It's hard, but it can be done. But it doesn't let tyrants take over. But if you could undermine and create corruption, well, it's very easy to rule a collapse.
and then build your armored fortress and your breakaway civilization on its ashes. Globalists have gotten away with their Russiagate hoax, their Ukraine hoax, their COVID-19 hoax, and now it's the race riot hoax of 2020. We've got to ask ourselves what's coming next. Well, I can tell you, it's going to be a bunch of big old fat mass shootings to create even a bigger race war. It's going to be economic collapse, China invading Taiwan, Hong Kong, you name it. The globalists are attacking on every front. That's why now, more than ever, we have to realize they tried to censor InfoWars off the air because they knew when they launched this whole situation, they didn't want the people's voice to still be on air. But thanks to you and our crew, we are still on air. So let's boost that transmission like the Batman signal now more than ever. InfoWars.com lives.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Oh my gosh, John Bolton that helped lie about anthrax and nuclear weapons that didn't exist in Iraq. He says Trump could be impeached for everything he did. Everything Trump does is bad. Yeah, running against the globalists, beating them, turning the economy back on, beating the Chi-Coms in a trade war. Trump has done incredibly good things. But I tell you, one of them was not hiring Bolton. I mean, at the time that happened, Steve Pachinik flipped out on air. He's got a lot of great sources, but we know Bolton is a nasty little turd blossom. And now, oh, he's got his book coming out. Oh, Trump needs to be impeached. Now the Democrats are saying, oh, let's impeach him again. And Trump's announced they're going to have rallies again. Democrats can have all their rallies. And Kamala Harris, who never found a black person she didn't want to lock up in prison, she's come out and said, oh, Trump's inviting his white supremacist back. That's right. Any Republican events white supremacist. Just like they branded the Tea Party white supremacist, hoping minorities didn't get involved in it, saying you can't have the American dream. You can't have prosperity. You can't have religious freedom. You can't have a Second Amendment. You can't have a future because you're not white. And by the way, if you don't vote for Biden, you're not black. Stealing your identity. We have Lee Stranahan, who's been researching the origins of Antifa, popping in. See, Pachinik's going to pop back in. I had intended to take calls on this Friday show, but I don't think we're going to be able to do that today just because there's so much news to cover, but I do want to take your calls. Also, if you're a TV viewer, you're probably asking, who is that a statue of sitting right there to my right? Well, that is Robert E. Lee. That's right. Robert Edward Lee. And people ask, well, where's that statue from? Well, I can't tell you that. It's a very important statue. It's a very famous statue. And it was loaned to us for a week. And it was just fate. Fate that it happened. Because just last week I was saying we ought to get some busts of George Washington, Robert E. Lee, you name it, and just have them here, but they're also cheesy online. They're usually resin, you know, reproductions that I couldn't find any online, you know, that I wanted to buy. And then magically I visited some old friends last night and they said, we never told you a story about this, did you? How this was buried. That's why the sword has deteriorated. There's no sword. And this is the model of a very famous, this is the study of a very famous Robert E. Lee statue. People that are into this will instantly know what it is and the statue. For reasons that might come up later, I'm probably not going to even get into that here on air. But it was fate that this statue, buried for decades, resurface like the Ring of Mordor, but in a good way, I guess, and is now here with us in studio.
that is the model of then one of the most famous Robert E. Lee statues ever made. And it's a piece of work, let me tell you. But that's a whole other subject of the pulling down of monuments, the pulling down of history. And now they want Winston Churchill. They vandalized the Black Civil War Veterans Memorial. Because all the thugs knew is it looks old, blow it up, tear it down. These are just hired thugs of Soros who want the power to do whatever they want and be the moral authority. And now they've had to hide the George Washington statue in London. They've had to hide the Winston Churchill. Looks like a gray obelisk now. They've walled it off because they're going to tear it down if they don't. That's what we have reduced ourselves to. But, you know, I grew up in Texas, and I grew up, you know, with every other high school named Robert E. Lee High School. And when you're so close to stuff like that, you don't really appreciate it until later I read history books from the British and out of the North. I mean, this guy was the head of the U.S. Army. They wanted him to be the head of the U.S. military in the Civil War. He did not want the Civil War. He did not agree with slavery. He was the head of West Point. He graduated first class. He was a big war hero, a top engineer, super high IQ, absolutely hated war. But he believed in states' rights, and he knew that a lot of crazy stuff was going on, and British intelligence was manipulating the whole thing. And so he got into that war, and then they used his property in Virginia for the Arlington Cemetery. So while he was dying of a brain tumor, after the war, he got to watch them bringing in all the dead bodies, and in his front yard, all of the bodies were buried. Many of the bodies were buried. I mean, that's why people like Robert E. Lee, I mean, soap operas have nothing on this. The North loved Robert E. Lee. There were articles by the thousands over the years and just everything, because he fought armies on average 4-1, 5-1, and won for 3 years with no factories and no munitions and finally no shoes. And so people respected that. So, of course, they named battleships and aircraft carriers and military bases after Southern generals, because in Russia and in Japan and in the UK, you know who they study in military affairs? Robert E. Lee, General Stonewall Jackson. Because the Civil War is a very important time. And people love the underdog. And the Civil War was not about slavery. It was about Western expansion. And both sides were right with the beefs they had. And this was about a nation coming back together later. And Lincoln not wanting to have Reconstruction, the burning of the South. So he got shot in the head by Phil Mudd's ancestors, who now says he's going to kill the president again. See, things repeat themselves. So this Robert E. Lee, why hear about Robert E. Lee everywhere? What's the point? Like, okay, the commander of the Confederate forces, because he's one of the greatest generals, like Alexander the Great or George Washington. He, by the way, Washington had no genetic prodigy, but the family that Washington adopted was his family. So he grew up, you know, in George Washington's family. His father was a famous top general in the Revolutionary War. I mean, he did not want to split the country in two. And so that's what I'm saying is Robert E. Lee was an amazing person. And he tried to stop the war, just like Andrew Jackson did decades before, for years. And tried to talk the South out of it as well. And then he was offered command of the entire Northern military. And he said no and went to command a ragtag group that 4-1, 5-1, went into the North, almost defeated it, almost took over Maryland, all of it. I mean, this is interesting stuff. And they just say, oh, we'll just tear down the statue. And then now it comes to us. Right at the hour that it should. See, that's the secret of God, the secret of the universe. the globalist and Google want to have this thing that watches everybody, but they're not a god. They can't even know what they're looking at. There's all these mysteries in the universe, all these amazing things. And that's really what it comes down to, is that we're not God. But we can experience communion with God and with the universe, and the more God knows we're not evil, the more God opens up secrets to us. So evil wants to have systems of surveillance and control and all this evil technology so they can try to be God when all they ever had to do was merge with God. Christ is the groom, and we, planet Earth, all of us, are the woman. But see, we reject that communion, that congress, that bonding. And so we bond with something else. We bond with Satanism and degeneracy. And then the fallen scream out, they're so unhappy. And Satan says, destroy the good, you'll finally be fulfilled. But that is all a lie.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
This morning, driving into the office, I just searched my heart and my mind in a way that telegraphed to you how serious things are. It really came to me, just be calm like you really are in private. Because I tend to get up here with all these hundreds of articles and videos and things I want to get to and just get overwhelmed by all the little pieces of it. Instead of just the big picture, God versus the devil, of the decision we have to make in that universe. Really, how fantastical reality is on this planet and all of this incredible information. And the fact that the closer I get to God, the more beautiful everything is and the clearer. And then I see people that aren't communing with God. God is God, and God made the universe. God is the universe. God is above the universe. And they don't want that because they're scared of it. Because they're ashamed of it. And that's how Satan hits you, is you are fallen and you are failed and you should be ashamed of this. That's really what it comes down to. All right. I mean, you knew Bolton was going to come out and say impeach the president. He's a criminal. He saw Trump do all these horrible things. You can't listen to a thing comes out of this guy. This is Mr. WMD hoax person. And then you ought to read his divorce filings. He doesn't even deny it. I mean, of course he's into leather outfits and dominatrixes. And look at that mustache, folks. I mean, you know. But, I mean, and I'm not even against him because he does that. The point is, the dude is a freak, man. New York sex parties, all of it. It's all about being compromised. It's all about weird stuff you do. He's a creepy guy. Imagine being an orgy with John Bolton trying to get a hard on. I mean, just come on. Sorry. Family show. Delay that. Yeah, Bolton, we know all about you, okay? Look at this dude, man. He's like the Monopoly character. Because he just sells out to the system and then just keeps laughing about it continually. See, I say I want to get really deep with you, and then I go down to the gutter. Because that's actually where to hide, is in the gutter. It's hard to be up on the high plains with God, isn't it? It's easy to run down and hang out with the devils. Just thanks to your lucky stars, you've never been in a room when John Bolton's got his leather daddy outfit on. Because he wants to rape you financially, culturally, spiritually, forever. Because, see, it's about how he's in charge, because he's John Bolton. And don't you think yourself, and thank God every day you're not John Bolton. So, John Bolton, John Bullwhip Bolton, has come out and said the president's bad. And now, oh, George W. Bush that came out and said Trump's bad. Oh, he's a hero of the left. And Mitt, Count Dracula, Romney, and just all of them that are losers. And the same jerks that screwed this country over and sold us out to China. And they're just pissed that we've got a president that says he doesn't want to go down that road. And Biden saying the military is going to take Trump out. You know, he was told to say that. That was all heavily scripted. And again, that is the green line, everybody. That, oh, Trump's about to be out. You better get with the program and your career. I mean, we don't want to have to, you know, we really wish you'd sell out. You know, we really wish you'd back off. You know, Trump's going down and it'd just be better for you to make a deal with us. That's the phone call. That's the meeting everybody gets. Oh, you know, the IRS might audit you. Oh, the FBI might have you indicted. Oh, you better roll over against Trump. You know, they've got the grand jury ready right now. But it's all an illusion. These people have no power. They're nobodies. We've given them all the power, and now they're like, we're going to have convicted pedophiles go bounce your kid on our knee. Okay. Oh, now we're going to take over autonomous zones and put warlord rappers in charge. Okay. We're going to have the city ship food and porta potties into them and maybe wipe their butts. Okay. Because there's no level of appeasement that ever makes the globalist happy. In fact, these nihilists always end up killing themselves in the end, like Nero. Because that's the only power they've got. If they burn the city and murder, they go, I'm going to just take poison. Because that's what Satan demands. Is after you've destroyed everybody else, Satan then lets you light yourself on fire. Satan did it, and you thought you did it. But you were just going on willing, as they talk about in their literature. Now, they've got the power, and they're in charge, and they're going to do it, and they're not going to follow God, and they're not going to do what works right, and they're not going to... No. I'm in control. I'm David Rockefeller. I'm going to create a world government, and I'm going to run everything. And, well, if people don't go along with it, I'll just poison them and dumb them down so that I can be in charge. That's like a short man jealous of a tall man, so he has his legs cut off. But first he has to convince the tall man that it's bad, that he's taller than somebody. And wouldn't it be moral and heroic if you cut your legs off? Hell, maybe you got better eyesight than I do. How about you gouge your eyeballs out? We're all individuals, but collectively our strengths buoy each other up. That's the majesty of God's plan. I'm going to cover news when we come back and play a bunch of clips and get into all the war zone garbage and the rest of it. I haven't plugged yet today. You know, the more powerful the news, the less I plug. We got a lot of great products at InfoWarsStore.com. And that's how you fund our operation. So I just want to thank you all for your support. We cannot offer the across-the-board sale, but a lot of our best-selling items are still on sale until they sell out. Huge savings on select best-selling products at InfoWarsStore.com. Get yours before they sell out. Our original Mega Flash specials have ended at InfoWarsStore.com, but to help clear out our inventory, clear it out, some of us didn't come back in for months, we have launched new 60% off specials on our best sellers and products that are about to sell out at InfoWarsStore.com. Get 60% off on these top formulas before they're sold out at InfoWarsStore.com. BrainForce Plus, everybody's favorite brain-boosting healthy nootropic, number one bestseller, 60% off. Again, never had that until this new sale. TurboForce, never done 60% off. It's going to sell out. Still have it. 10 hours of clean energy. Stock up on that. Real Red Pill selling out soon. Real Red Pill Plus selling out soon. Vanilla Coconut Protein Bar selling out soon. Biofuel Selenium. It's all available. And get the unprecedented, which will end soon, 70% off. That's at cost. AM, PM, day and night, 13-pill pack. If you haven't experienced it for yourself, you need to. Especially older folks, but younger folks. Everybody is just amazing. Take advantage of these new specials before they run out of inventory at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com. And storable food is now a 4-week on average delivery time. I suggest you get that for all the stuff that's going on. That's a box you need to check off. We've got high-quality food at a great price. So please do your shopping with us. We've also got the lowest price ever on Alexa Pure Breeze air purifier. Largest discount ever at cost, $149. So take advantage of that while you still can. I'm kind of satisfied right now, though, because, I mean, it's all coming down the wire. It's all up to your decision now. Games are over, folks. I kind of like it. War is here.
It's finally here. Introducing the first of its kind, nascent iodine spray with true atomic iodine. Listeners have been asking us for months to develop an iodine spray made with our exclusive deep earth crystal nascent iodine. After extensive development, it's finally here. Our proprietary new Aerodyne technology allows us to harness the full power of ancient iodine crystals from 7,000 feet below the earth's surface into an ultimate spray formula. I have been using the new X2 spray every day, and I feel good knowing that I have the power of true nascent iodine working for my body. I can can personally feel the difference. We know iodine is an essential mineral that supports thyroid health as well as healthy metabolism, healthy hormone levels, and healthy cognitive function. Iodine may also support your body in healthy response to environmental and dietary toxins. Get your daily dose of essential iodine and experience the benefits of True Nascent Iodine today. Get the new Survival Shield X2 spray for 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com before we sell out of our new limited first shipment. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun owners population guaranteed. And now you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, what the hell is in this stuff? This is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Against the president, the secretary of defense, nearly all of them are knocking the president in public, unheard of, undermining him, his every move. We have mobs taking over cities all over the United States, indiscriminately beating up white people, black people. They don't care. They mainly have been shooting black cops dead because that's the biggest enemy, you know, somebody that joins the man. And it only took 2 days for Seattle's autonomous zone to descend into chaos. It's on video, the leader of it, the dictator. They call him the Black Warlord of Chaz. And the city's shipping in food, porta-potties. They shut the police department down, the main precinct, Precinct 1. And they're just encouraging the lawlessness. The intimidation. But if you're conservative and have a unlock the country event and are peaceful, well, then you're shut down. You're a terrorist. You're a white supremacist. But if you're warlord Roz of Seattle, he now claims total control, and the police are on video saying he is the liaison, he is the commander. So he's taken control, and if conservative reporters or anybody tries to even go into large areas of the main area of Seattle, they are beaten and attacked on record. We have the videos. And the police and the others just say, well, that's how it is. Warlord Roz reportedly extorts businesses, collects protection money in Seattle Autonomous Zone, and is now put up a wall, barricades with men with guns at checkpoints. They have a border. Oh, commies always have borders. They always have slave camps, too, because they're not going to do the working. And then slaves don't really run things too well, so then everybody starves to death. But that's okay. It's all about the power. He's being called the Robin Hood. Tucker Carlson made the point that countries have borders, and the founders of CHAZ understand that. And there's no irony lost on the people that are doing this, because they don't even know what irony is. And this is the model for the rest of the country. You don't just think CHAZ appeared on its own. It's all completely directed. And so we laugh at it at our own peril. It's not funny. Because when I get pulled over and I've had two glasses of wine, I go to jail because I got white privilege. But when the black warlord beats people up, steals their phones and cash on video at checkpoints, well, that's a good thing, you see, because we're fighting the white privilege and encouraging now all the welfare heads that it's their time to shine. It's the university model of total tyranny externalizing. It's like cancer metastasizing into the lymph nodes. It's terminal. And by the way, it is terminal. We killed 60 plus million babies, and we let convicted pedophiles have drag queen story time with little kids. So now robots police us. And see, what we're learning is, oh, you can't have police, but you can't have drones and robots. And that's the announcement. Heck, I said this years ago. Now they're saying, well, actually, we'll have robots that are colorblind. And they're even saying, oh, when they face scan, the robot won't see you as black or white. It just sees a number. Oh, so the robot will kill you or take you to the death camp. Well, that's okay, as long as it's not. See how you're all set up for this? It's all been pre-programmed. It's a dystopic road we're being led down. We know it's dystopic, but we're all just kind of been watching TV so long. Everybody's going, well, I'm a spectator, so I'm just going to sit here and ride this ride straight to hell. Well, I'm not. So let's go ahead now and go to just a few weeks ago when it was terroristic to protest. And by the way, Kamala Harris says, oh, Trump's reopening white supremacist events. His rallies are white supremacist events and are horrible, she says, for COVID-19. But all of their other rioting and burning and, crapping in the street, that's all good. And you're like, well, that's suspended logic. It's about suspending logic. O'Brien explains that to Winston in 1984. He goes, you think it's nonsensical that we suspend logic. But he goes, that's the power we have over our minds. We can flip logic on and off. We can suspend gravity if we want. Our mathematicians can do that. We don't really suspend it, but we have a way to explain it. This is what evil's like. It's a compartmentalization. It's a hallucination. It's a fornication. It's a joke. So here's some clips from Tucker Carlson last night.
The media haven't paid a lot of attention to Chaz either. They're excited by anything that's new, but not in this new country. It's kind of weird because just a month ago, they were very against demonstrators. The anti-lockdown demonstrators in Michigan, for example, were dangerous zealots.
Really just an ugly, dangerous scene at the state capitol in Michigan.
Black people's right to protest is secondary to white people's right to be an armed protest with long guns.
Bunch of guys camoed up, a bunch of guys with long guns.
These potentially dangerous protests against stay-at-home orders.
Tiny minority with guns
marched into the state capitol in Michigan today to lobby in their raucous way.
That when it's white people with guns and they're out and they're angry and their faces with cops.
Didn't see any of that.
Everybody's civil.
These folks ended up in the state capitol, Craig, with automatic weapons, and they were treated with kid gloves.
Oh, we said at the top of the show we're going to try to stay amused. Night after night we play those clips, and every night it's just, oh, it makes you red in the face. How can people that stupid have TV shows and that dishonest? But tonight, let's acknowledge it is amusing, because here's the standard. If you protest lockdowns in Michigan with guns, but don't commit any violence at all, it's a threat to the nation. But if you commit beatings and loot and burn down buildings, you are, quote, mostly peaceful. If you create an armed, independent nation in downtown Seattle, it's amazing. Good call. The New York Times is on your side. And in fact, just today, the New York Times published a piece that described the nation of Chaz as, quote, a homeland for racial justice. So we have homelands now in the middle of our country.
And they go on to say it's a commune. It's a utopia. But everybody was pooping on the ground, so now the city is sending in three meals a day on trucks and porta potties, and the dictator of Roz is bitching. There's not enough food, not enough porta potties being sent in. See, we have just bred like toddlers, arrested development toddlers that just bitch and complain. They have no idea where electricity comes from, with how the government operates. It's all just a giant, disgusting joke. But the left and the globalists have created and bred communities that are totally dependent on them so that they can sit there and activate them to burn down cities whenever they want. But it's the globalists that have engineered all this. It's in the WikiLeaks where Hillary Clinton's talking to top professors about culture war. And that's what this is. And you notice, say, oh, this is a joke. The left's a joke. I told you civil war's coming. They're just getting started. These people are the cover for MS-13, Chinese operatives and others that are actually lasing targets all over the United States, literally and figuratively, to make their move when they overthrow and kill Trump or drug him up and say he's had a mental breakdown or a stroke. They're going to hit a lot of people. You're like, that's crazy. No, they're going to hit talk show hosts, members of the Senate. They'll kill Ron Paul. They'll kill Ted Cruz. They'll kill Rand Paul. They'll try to kill me. I'm telling you, I've analyzed their attack profile. The commies and all these idiots running around are the smoke of war. They're the fog. But there are real groups pointed and ready, preparing and aiming at targets. And we're ready for you. I want them to know that. And once the light goes green, we know they're going to blow up buildings and say we did it. That's okay. People now know the truth and aren't going to listen to a damn word you globalists say. So you better get on those airplanes and haul ass to New Zealand. That's where we're going to get you. We're going to dig you out of those holes too later. We're going to get your ass just like Hitler. So get ready. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Try to steal this election. This is the guy who said that all mail-in ballots are fraudulent.
Have you ever considered what would happen if the election result came out as you being the winner and Trump refused to leave?
Yes, I have. And I was so damn proud. Here you have four chiefs of staff coming out and ripping the skin off of Trump. And you have so many rank and file military personnel saying, whoa, we're not a military state. This is not who we are. I promise you, I'm absolutely convinced they will escort him from the White House with great dispatch.
Military is going to remove the president, according to Joe Biden, and you've got Trevor Noah. I could teach a whole college course just on that one interview with him. Trevor Noah with the side of his face all shaved clear and this old stubble and the hair not cut and even kind of like smudged over. Done that way to look like he's unkempt, because he's with you in a lockdown on the East Coast. He's not there with the whole production team with him. No, he's really just dialing in on Skype himself. He's so real. He's so authentic. Just all of it is so fake. Speaking of fake, Tim Cook. You can look this up. It's mainline headlines. Tim Cook goes to China 2018, tells China he supports censorship and will help enforce it in China and America. And I've got a stack of articles here where they admit that he has factories next door to the death camps where they have engineers and people they've arrested that they make work for him. I mean, this dude could slit your throat in a second if it got him a headline. Only our Bill of Rights and Constitution and the rest of it protects us from people like Tim Cook. But anywhere he's able to have his way, well, he's Tim Cook. He's one selfish son of a bitch. But it's okay because he's gay, so it's all right. Apple creates $100 million initiative for racial justice. Oh, told you he funds Black Lives Matter. Gave $100 million a couple years ago, last election cycle. Revealed inside Apple's Chinese sweatshop factory where workers are paid just £1 an hour. Daily Mail, that's a whitewash. Apple benefits from forced Uyghur labor at its iPhone supplier factories in China. According to Explosive New Report, Business Insider. Apple, Samsung, and Sony, among 83 global brands using Uyghur Muslim forced labor in factories, reports finds. Independent. Apple, Nike, and other major companies allegedly using linked to Muslim slave camps. But they've got Colin Kaepernick, and he's got a bozo haircut. So it's like, okay, wait a minute. Kaepernick's got a bozo haircut, so we need to bow down to him. I'm like, okay, I'm not going to ask questions. I mean, Kaepernick's wearing a Kunta Kinte shirt. He really loves Africans. I mean, this is a disgusting joke. But Apple and Nike figured it out. Oh, if you're running slave camps, we'll just give $100 million to Black Lives Matter, and then it's okay if you have slave camps. Because, you know, nobody actually cares about real slaves. There it is. Look, he's got a Kunta Kinte. And look, if somebody wants to have a big afro, that's cool. That's a cool hairstyle, people. The point is, he used to have that. They just fluff it all up, and he wears a Kunta Kinte shirt to go out and say, oh, look, I got cred. I was raised by communist white parents, and they encouraged me to say white people are the devil while he makes, you know, $80 million. It's all a joke. It's a sick joke. Apple has slave camps. Nike has slave labor. But again, it's okay because, well, I mean, they've got Kunta Kinte. I mean, you know, you got Kunta Kinte. That's a get out of jail. If Hitler had an afro, he'd have won. Okay? If he wore a pink outfit, he would have won, like Bill Gates in that damn pink sweater. It's all like, oh, look, I got an afro. I got a pink sweater. I'm nice. Oh, we bow down. Oh, pink sweater. Afro. Give a damn what your hair looks like. But it's all a gimmick, just like Trevor Noah growing his hair out. Oh, I haven't been out of the house in months. I'm just like you. BS, 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 BS. Study, Nike, Apple, BMW among A3 brands using Chinese slave labor. Biden caught red-handed. Here, let's hear from Tim Cook real quick. Virtue signaling, hopping around like, okay, because he doesn't have a pink sweater or an afro. He's gay. He's like, I run slave camps, but I'm gay. That's his cover. Here it is.
Hello, everyone. The unfinished work of racial justice and equality call us all
to account. I run slave camps, but I'm gay.
And always.
I'll start over in a minute.
Growing up in Alabama.
I'm on 12 hits of ecstasy right now. Here, let's start over. Hi. Listen, I like men's weenies, so it's okay if I run slave camps. All right? Okay. Here. I mean, let's hear from Tim Cook again. Sorry.
Hello, everyone.
I like weenies.
The unfinished work of racial justice and equality call us all to account now and always. Growing up in Alabama during the Civil Rights Movement, I saw firsthand that the only thing that ever made lasting and durable change was people of goodwill putting aside comfort and safety to speak up.
By the way, pause again. The communist Chinese stadium 2 years ago, they said, listen, if you didn't pay people $2 a day and work them 18 hours, we could build some infrastructure, and they won't live in containers and chain their kids up on power poles and light poles for their daycare. Could you pay them $1 more a day? And Tim Cook said no. But, I'm gay. I killed Reddit Alex Jones. I'm not going to say why we banned him. We saw his right to do. Here, He's so real. He's Tim Cook, so real. I really like black people. I love them. Here, let's go back to Tim Cook, sorry.
Speak up, to march, to call for accountability, and to do what they could to make a flawed society more perfect.
The death camp's better?
So it is today. We're at an important moment in our history.
Oh, we are.
A time when progress, which has been far too slow, feels suddenly poised to move forward in a great leap. Each of us has a role to play in making sure we rise.
Pause again. Great leap forward. This is communist stuff. All excited. Great. I run things. I'm Tim Cook. Ah, I run death camp, but I'm gay. I'm gay. I'm gay. Here, sorry. Let's continue. Sorry.
Things must change, and Apple's committed to being a force for that change.
Oh, thank you.
Today, I'm proud
we're
to
ending
announce
slave labor
Apple's
in the 3 million equity Uyghur death camp
initiative.
Oh, no, you're not.
$100 million commitment.
Ooh, $100 million. Ooh.
Beginning in the United States.
Okay, pause. Now, we are a trillion-plus dollar company, and I'm worth $8 billion, but I'm giving you out of my wall that has $5,001. $1 to fund riots. Let's continue. Oh, look how serious he is. Oh, he's so powerful. He's so good. He was hired because he's a soulless engineer. Continue.
Beginning in the United States and expanding globally over time, the initiative will challenge the systemic barriers to opportunity and dignity that exist for communities of color.
In your death camps?
Particularly for the black community, with special focus on issues of
education. I run death camps for Muslims, but I like black people. Here.
Criminal justice reform.
Here's a dollar. Whoa! By the way, I've got all these other clips I haven't gotten to. Looking at, oh, you know what? Let's do the cringeworthy Democrats when we come back. Because, oh, celebrity, it's like a porn star. You're a star. Because Aleister Crowley said, oh, you're a star when you're in Hollywood. Oh, you have all these stars, the worst actors. They couldn't get a job at a strip mall teaching, you know, 8-year-olds how to do My Little Pony movies. But, oh, they're up there just saying, I'm white and I'm so bad. I mean, Tim Cook's a better actor than you are. You're inauthentic. You're frauds. You're liars. We're going to get to that. Look at, the guy's hair's messed up. Oh, he's authentic. His hair's sticking out. He spent hours, like, springing it out. Like, I'll be authentic. I have my hair stick out on the side. Burn in hell. Burn in hell. Burn in hell. You will, too. Excuse me. Anyways, we'll be back with the next hour. Only way this puppy hunts is when you spread the word. Don't do it. Submit to Hollywood and Big Tech and Tim Cook. And don't tell anyone about this show or I'll censor you. I love you, DP. Oh, my God. He's such a man.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.